This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Mexico this week, a victory for the country's president and a major setback for the striking teachers union there. The Mexican Senate has now approved a package of changes to schools. Teachers are on strike and demonstrations have sometimes turned violent. Enrique Acevedo is a reporter and anchor with the Spanish language broadcaster Univision. We check in with him regularly on Marketplace. Enrique, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. What are some of the changes that Mexican teachers would have to face?
I think the main component of this bill has to do with a merit-based system. Evaluation will be central in this new structure, and that's what has most of the teachers complaining about the new set of rules.
Merit-based promotion, these competency exams. How does the system work presently?
Teachers right now basically own their positions. They're able to inherit those positions and even sell them. So we're looking to change that in Mexico. I think everybody agrees on that. One of the main criticisms on the other side is that this bill lacks a proper training program for the teachers in the long run. You need to provide these teachers with the tools necessary to reach their full potential. And I think training should have been a central component to the bill also.
Teachers and their union are deeply upset with these proposed changes. I understand tempers are running quite high, for instance, in Mexico City.
Yes, during the last couple of weeks, the teachers have protested by the thousands in the country's capital. They've blocked streets, and this disrupted everyday life for a city that's already very chaotic.
The president of Mexico links this reform with other reforms he's doing in the name of what? Fixing Mexico's economy?
I guess modernizing and making Mexico a more competitive economy. As multinationals increase their investment, the demand for well-educated young workers also increases. So education reform and energy reform, reform of the financial systems becomes a key component in helping the widest possible segment of the population enjoy the benefits of Mexico's favorable position in the global economy. You know, it's not newsy for the U.S. right now, but in the long run, it's very important for the U.S. economy.
Depending on how well workers are educated there and economic development in Mexico, it changes, for instance, the immigration picture, right?
Completely. If Mexico keeps doing well and if education reform goes through, that's good news for the U.S.
Enrique Acevedo, one of the stars of Univision News. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.